I'm in it for the long run. The minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run. The hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run. The laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run. Even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. Welcome back to this series of programs where I'm exploring my more than 60-year journey through the musical world, and I hope you'll stay with me for most or part of it. Today we're going to go back to the early 60s again in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where Bill Keith, the banjo player, and myself had become part of a group of young players and singers at the Club 47, a coffee house in Cambridge. And we had, of course, learned a lot of the music we were doing from records, a lot of it music recorded back in the 20s and 30s. And I guess we probably thought that a lot of these people were dead and gone and that there was no chance we would ever be seeing them in person. But that turned out not to be true because there were a lot of young collectors going out, like Mike Seeger and our friend Ralph Rinsler, and they were rediscovering some of these people. And one of the first people to come up to the Club 47 with a group from North Carolina was banjo player and singer Clarence Ashley. And Clarence had made his first records, the most famous being the Cuckoo Bird, in the 20s, late 20s. So all of a sudden, here he was right in front of us, big as life, and a great, energetic, wiry guy, and very funny as well. And here he is singing the cuckoo.
Wanna build me a log cabin on a mountain so high so I can see Willie as he goes passing by. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She wobbles as she flies. She never says cuckoo. Telephone Dave, July. I've played cards in England. I've played cards in Spain. I'll bet you $10 I beat you next game.
Clarence Ashley there, and maybe 40 years after he'd made that recording and sounding just as fresh as he could be. And here he was. That record was made at Clarence Ashley's down in North Carolina by Ralph Rinsler, called Old Time Music at Clarence Ashley's. It was part of two records that came out on Folkways at the time. And then Ralph Rinsler brought Clarence and Fred Price, fiddle player, and an amazing guitarist, young man, Doc Watson, with him. And there they were at the Club 47 in front of us. And it's hard to describe how exciting this was to us. Here's another one of Clarence's tunes that I've just loved.
Went out last night to take a little round. I met a little Sandy and I blowed her down. I run around home while I went to bed. 44 smoke loose under my head. I begin to think what a deed I done. I grabbed my head and away I run. I made a good run just a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho. Stand on the corner ringing a bell. Up the sheriff from Thomasville. Says, young man, it's your name Brown. Remember the night you blow Sandy down. First degree and a second degree. Got in the papers, will read them to me. Took me downtown to dress me in black. They put me on the train and sent me back. Had no one for to call my mail. Crammed me back in the county jail. Judge and a jury took their stand. Judge had his papers in his right hand. 41 days, 41 nights, 41 years to wear the ball and the stripes.
Little Sadie by Clarence Ashley there. And as I say, we were sitting there in the Club 47. It was a small room, maybe 100 people at the most. And so we were up close to these people, and it was just something that you can it wasn't going to happen again in our lifetime, this chance to be next to these people. And it was a time when I really feel there was a passing of a torch going on here from them to us, and we were ready to accept it. Here's a version of Little Sadie that Bill Keith and I did a few years later on a record called Sweet Moments with the Blue Velvet Band.
Sadie and I shot her down. Went back home, I got into bed. 44 pistol under my head. Waked up next morning about 9:30. The hacks and the buggies all standing in line. Gents and the gamblers standing around. Taking little Sadie to a burying ground. But a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho.
I was standing on the corner reading the bill when up steps a sheriff of Thomasville. He says, young man, ain't your name Brown? Remember the night you shot Sadie down? I said, yes, sir, my name is Lee. I murdered little Sadie in the first degree, in the first degree, in the second degree. If you got any papers, won't you read them to me? Put me on a train and started me back. They crammed me back in the Thomasville jail. I had no money for to go my bail. That judge and jury, they took their stand. The judge had the papers in his right hand. 41 days and 41 nights, 41 years to wear the ball and stripe.
There's Bill Keith on the banjo, Richard Green on the fiddle, myself on the vocals. And we definitely just learned that from Clarence Ashley when he played at the Club 47. And so it was a way that we were accepting that torch. And here's another band that was in Cambridge, too, the old-time bluegrass band, the Charles River Valley Boys. And this is one they call Oh Me, Oh My.
It was late last night when Willie come home. Heard a mighty rap on the door. He was slipping and a sliding with his new shoes on. Now Willie, don't you rap no more.
And it's oh me, oh my, what's gonna become of me? I'm downtown just fooling around, no one to stand my bond.
Last time I heard from the mama dear, she wasn't doing well. Said, quit your rowdy ways, my child, save your soul from hell.
And it's oh me, oh my, what's gonna become of me? I'm downtown just fooling around, no one to stand my bond.
What mama said, I would have been at home today. But I didn't listen what mama said. I threw my young self away.
And it's oh me, oh my, what's gonna become of me? I'm downtown just fooling around, no one to stand my bond.
I love you, dear girl, till the lake runs dry. Rock salt is out by the shore. I love you, dear girl, till the day I die. Lord, indeed I do.
And it's oh me, oh my, what's gonna become of me? I'm downtown just fooling around, no one to stand my bond.
The Charles River Valley Boys, Ethan Signer on the vocal and Bob Siggins on the banjo there. And they call it Oh Me, Oh My. Now Clarence and Doc Watson and Fred Price called it Way Downtown.
Way downtown, just fooling around, took me to the jail. Sold me and it sold my, no one to go my bail. It was late last night when Willie came home.
heard him a rapping on the door. He's a slipping and a sliding with them new shoes on. Papa says, Willie, don't you rap no more.
Willie, I'm just fooling around. Took me to the jail. Told me, and it's all mine. No one to go my way.
Well, I wish I was over at my sweet Sally's house, or sitting in that big armchair. One arm around my old guitar, and the other one around my dear.
Way downtown, just fooling around, it took me to the jail. Told me, and it's all mine, no one can go my way.
Oh my goodness, Doc Watson there, and I don't think I need to tell you how exciting and startling it was to hear someone that good. I don't think any of us had heard a guitar player of that caliber playing this kind of music, and so this was just the beginning for Doc. You know, this was the very first time he came up from North Carolina, and Ralph Rinsler had found him. Ralph had gone down there to record Clarence Ashley, and this was a group of friends Clarence had at his house to pick, and Doc was one of them. And it wasn't sort of anybody was saying, oh, this guy's a phenomenon, you've got to hear him. It was just like, oh, Doc's here, and let him pick. And Ralph, of course, was just totally blown away by Doc's ability. And so this was just the beginning. But for us to be there at that beginning was an extraordinary time. At this time, we were having people stay with us, stay at our houses. Different people would put people up. And that gave you a chance to really get to know some people. I took Clarence Ashley to see the Atlantic Ocean for the first time. That was something he wanted to do. And it had never occurred to me growing up in Massachusetts that this would be something special for someone, but it certainly was for him. And this was one of the beauties of this time, I suppose, that we could spend just that kind of time with these artists that were coming up to us. Another one was Hobart Smith, who I also had heard on early recordings of Alan Lomax, and also Deanne Hamilton and Paul Clayton. And he came from Bluefield, Virginia, down in the corner near West Virginia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. That's a real hotbed of music. And so he came to be a friend as well. Here he is doing Railroad Bill.
Thank you. found dead, dead one morning just before day. Riding, riding, riding.